All right, everybody. We're just about ready to begin the robbery proper.
Just hold everything, everybody.
It's time for the Old Time Country Community Radio Show on WJLE.
Who are those guys?
With your host, Chris Trammell and Reed Vanderpool.
I have two guns, one for each of you.
Shazam!
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's sprung a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I may re-ride down and bow. Now the race is on and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all.
Well, any is there any news going on?
Do we know
on?
Who the president is yet?
Yeah, there's an election.
Have
that's
we
right.
decided?
the big news that's come out of the election is, yes, Kanye West got 60,000 votes.
Kanye all the way, though.
60,000 votes. Think about that.
That was just in DeKalb County, wasn't
it? Those are people walking amongst you.
Kanye
60,000 people.
Kanye ain't much worse than any of the rest of them.
Well, yeah.
That was a statement right there. There's 60,000 statements out here walking around.
I heard somebody say,
we'll vote for this crazy person.
There's 300-something million people in the United States. And if you think about that, it means if you're a one-in-a-million type guy, there's still 300 just like you.
Right. Just look around.
Just look around. Yeah.
Of a musician, yeah, I've got some. Some folks want to ban cars, some want to get rid of electric guitars. Why can't everybody else leave everybody else alone? Now the latest thing they want to stamp out is violence on TV, and the worst of all is that Oscar winning rabbit Bugs Bunny. Farewell Foghorn Leghorn, so long Yosemite Sam. They're messing with our heroes. guitars. Why can't everybody else leave everybody else alone? Hey, you do your thing and we'll do our thing too.
Next thing you know, they want to stamp out Duck.
Of course, there's been some tight races. You know, Michigan, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Florida was tight for a while, but then you got Georgia and North Carolina.
Georgia. It all comes down to Georgia.
Georgia, yeah.
You're in Georgia now, boy.
As of our recording time here, we don't know.
We don't know. Everybody waiting on Georgia.
Everybody thinking about Georgia's on their mind, man.
They got pipes busted, can't count the votes.
And what about the polls? The polls were, you know, it's the same as the last election. Everybody was talking about, oh, Biden's up 5 points and Biden's up 8 points. Well, no, not really.
Biden's up a half a point if he's lucky.
And, you know, what I mean, the weatherman gets it right better than these polls.
I can look outside and tell you if it's raining.
Yeah. Come on, man. I want to be a pollster, man, because apparently you don't have to do your job very well.
Please try harder.
You had 4 years to get this right, and you still can't get it right.
I think they already had the formula.
Good Lord. Lord help us.
Can't have nothing.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I said, Georgia, oh, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Whoa. Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia,
I say just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
And another big news this week, we lost Sean Connery.
Sean Connery is dead.
Sean Connery is, to me, is James Bond.
Well, yeah.
He was James Bond. I mean, you got Roger Moore, and you got Daniel Craig fans and all that.
Well, yeah.
Sean Connery is James Bond.
Sean Connery looked like you could hit him as hard as you could in the face, and he would blink at you. That's the kind of person you want to be scared of. If you've ever been in a fight, that's one of the first things you learn is the guy who's going to blink at you when you hit him with everything you got, and he goes, woo!
Shaken, not stirred. And he had
that
voice.
That was a mistake, boy.
You know? He had the best one-liners. And, you know, he was James Bond when James Bond was James Bond. You know?
I especially liked him on Saturday Night Live on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yeah. You know, you want your James Bond to be a womanizer, drinker, gambler,
and
save
check.
The world.
Right.
You know? You don't want him to be, you know, when they...
And to look like he could take a blow to the head.
I remember they got, you know, Roger Moore retired and they got Timothy Dalton. And I remember that was going to be a more politically correct and a more sensitive James Bond. And those movies suck.
Right. Well, all those guys look like, you know, you hit them in the face, they're going to fold up and cry. They're suave and sophisticated and got a lot of gadgets, but, you know, one good blow to the head, they're out.
We want our James Bond to be a womanizer.
Except for Daniel Craig, maybe. He's kind of got that pug look.
Yeah, he's got some swagger,
yeah,
to him.
He looks like he could nail him pretty good and he'd still keep coming.
But, you know... Sean Connery, man. I mean, this year sucks.
2020's got to go.
All the love you promised would be mine forever. I would have bet my bottom dollar on. Well, it sure turned out to be a short forever. Just once I turned my back and you were gone. From now on, all my friends are gonna be strangers. I'm all through ever trusting anyone. The only thing I can count on now is my fingers. I was a fool believing in you, and now you are gone. It amazes me not knowing any better than to think I had a love that would be true. Why I should be taken out, tarred and feathered, to have let myself be taken in by you. From now on, all my friends are gonna be strangers. I'm all through ever trusting anyone. The only thing I can count on now is my fingers. I was a fool believing in you, now you are gone.
Let's pause right here for Dwayne to do the WJLE trivia question. Take it away, Dwayne.
Chris, what are you doing?
I saved these fireworks from the 4th. I got them mounted to my Schwinn. I'm going to jump over to Smithville City swimming pool.
Oh, yeah, just like Caesar's Palace.
Just like it. Stand back.
Reed, what happened?
Oh, Chris thinks he's Travis Pastrami again.
I guess we're going to have to take him to Ascension St. Thomas DeKalb Hospital again.
Yow. Yeah, their hospital and emergency care teams at 520 West Main Street provide primary and specialty care when you need it most.
I need it most!
If you're experiencing a life-threatening emergency, go to the nearest ER or call 911.
Call them!
Look, he fell on somebody's car.
Oh, that's all right. That's his car.
Increased natural gas supply in this country has brought us stable natural gas prices. Natural gas has always been the most comfortable and efficient method to warm your home or your business. It is also the most cost-effective method. Fuel cost comparisons give clear evidence of the natural gas price advantages. Here's an example. The average annual cost for a natural gas water heater is less than $250 per year. Using electric to heat the same amount of water will cost over $600 a year. That equates to almost a $5,000 savings over the life of an average water heater. Electric clothes dryers cost three times as much to operate as natural gas clothes dryer. One of the great advantages of living in the Upper Cumberland region is our inexpensive natural gas supply. Don't pass up that advantage. Call or visit Middle Tennessee Natural Gas.
Well, Steve Quick is not in the studio. Steve Quick does our interviews.
Steve Quick, interviews.
Yeah, he's passing out candy last week down there at Broad Street on the corner.
You remember? Oh, yeah, that guy. Where's he at?
He's got COVID.
Oh, yeah. Still not funny, is it?
Not funny. I'm laughing with him.
Right.
Anyway, he's quarantined. Right. But that ain't stopping him. That ain't stopping him one bit. No, he sent in an interview.
It's the last of the full-grown men.
That's right. Let's see who he's talking with.
Steve Quick here for the Old Time Country Community Radio Show and our good friend from the good state of Missouri, which is it always fascinates me to be a Kentucky colonel in Missouri. The one and only Eric Lewis. How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing terrific. How are you, Steve?
Well, I'm just going to be totally honest with you. I've been kind of quarantined here with this COVID-19. It's not pleasant to go through, but I think we're on the upper hand of it now, and I feel pretty good that when I get this quarantine done and get back out there and everything, and it's a serious illness. It truly is, and it took my brother earlier this year, and so we're just trying to cope with things. How about yourself? Everything, all the COVID, how's it doing up that way in your area?
Well, up here, we're still having several cases, you know, that's popping up, you know, each week. So, you know, it's not over by any means. But so far, you know, I've avoided it, you know, and of course, I try to stay pretty close to home most of the time and not around crowds. But so far, you know, I managed to stay ahead of it. But, you know, like I said, I've had some of my brothers and different people that's had it. And it's nothing to, you know, it's nothing to laugh at. It's really serious.
No, it truly is. Well, quickly, I just want to kind of test base with you. I understand you and the guys with the new Kentucky Colonels are going to be going back in the studio and doing some work. Is that right?
Yes, we have got a new project we're going to be working on here pretty soon. Of course, some of my guys have had the virus, but we're trying to get everything lined up to where we can record our new CD. So we should have it out sometime, you know, in spring or a little after that.
Well, that's great. And, of course, you always working with the Georgia DA Society, and you say you've got the inductees for that coming up for next year?
Yes, what we have a Hall of Honor, and we induct a few of the stars each year. And, of course, there's a lady in North Carolina. She goes to Carolina Rose, and she's one of Bill Monroe's daughters.
Right.
And we're inducting her. And, of course, Mark Jones was Grandpa Jones' son. He lives at Mountain View, Arkansas, and we're inducting him. And then there's a gospel group here in Missouri named Newhart, and there are three inductees. And we also, George D. Hay attended a cabin hold down in 1990 where he got his inspiration for the Grand Rod, and it's only about 25 miles south of where I live. The cabin's still there. So we give, commemorate those three musicians who played there in the cabin. We give what we call the Ozarks Cabin Award to, you know, to different musicians' things to commemorate that.
Well,
and that's coming up the 15th of August, or the middle of August next year, you know. So
yeah,
we've already got that point.
Well, I'll tell you, you keep music going good up in that near Branson area. I'm on someday when I get well and everything. I am planning to come up that way and take in all the good things up in the Missouri area and all around Branson. All righty, Eric.
Right.
Well, we appreciate you talking to us this morning here on the Old Time Country Community Radio Show, and we'll keep in touch. For the Old Time Country.
Well, Steve.
For the Old Time Country Community Radio Show, this is Steve Quick with Eric Lewis.
Of course, we've heard of that band Newhart before.
Yeah, I love those guys. I played with those cats once.
Four guys in there is Bob, and then there's Larry, and his brother Daryl, and his other brother.
Yeah, those guys. I remember them. I saw them at the Forum, man.
Yeah, the Forum. Good group. Good group.
Good group.
Yeah.
Solid.
Being flexible in life is important. Being flexible in business is too. Hi, this is Julia Vanderpool with DeKalb County Insurance. Many agencies can only offer a few types of insurance protection, but DeKalb County Insurance offers all forms of insurance. In addition to auto and home, we offer life, farm, business, boat, ATV, motorcycle. We even have Aflac. So give us a call at 615-597-0660 or drop by at 307 North Public Square, Smithville, and let us take care of you.
Think banks are all the same? Wilson Bank and Trust is a place where friendly community bankers can offer the financial services and technology you'd expect from a big institution. Call or visit Wilson Bank and Trust to find an independent hometown banker for every need life throws your way. Member FDIC.
Dang it, Steve, you wrecked the mystery truck.
Sorry, Chris.
Guess we better call DeKalb Farm Bureau Insurance.
Yeah, you can get great coverage and affordable rates through DeKalb Farm Bureau.
Reed, where'd you come from?
Auto, boat, home, renters, life.
Are you going to answer me?
Shh, I'm doing a commercial. DeKalb Farm Bureau has the coverage you're looking for. Stop by and see them at 865 South Congress Boulevard in Smithfield or give them a call at 597-7751.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes and my dreams come true. My one and only you. And no one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's only make-believe. My hopes and my dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul. My only prayer will be someday you care for me. But it's only make-believe. Someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, and my schemes. You are my every dream. But it's only make-believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Conway Twitty. And his hair.
I know, that's right. And his hair.
His hair
still lives on, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, his hair, yeah, it's got a condo down yeah, there in yeah. Panama City.
Yeah, it lives in. Got it in a little glass box attached to a robot body. A lot of people don't know that.
A lot of people don't know that. hey, did you hear in the news the Tigers, you know, last week we reported that they were their season was done. They get to play. They get to play the playoffs.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Tonight, yeah.
Tonight.
Friday Night Lights.
Be there or be square.
Apparently, you got to buy tickets in advance, so it's probably too late.
I don't know why we're even telling you about it.
Yeah, yeah, we'll just, you know,
just
listen
forget
in.
We said anything.
Listen to it on the radio. Otherwise, you'll be looking through the fence going, I wish I could get,
in there. Looks like they're having fun.
Looks like they're having fun. Wish I could give me a hot dog.
Them hamburgers sure smell good.
But you can root them on from your car, you know, or
yeah,
wherever.
Maybe you can get somebody to bring you a hamburger out to the parking
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, yeah. Just go out and, you know, go to the convenience store, get you one of them hot dogs been twirling around the thing for 4 hours.
Yeah, y'all don't
looks like a piece of leather, you know. You got one of them down there, Cannon County.
Thank
didn't
you.
You.
Come again. Yeah, it almost killed me.
About killed you too.
You can't eat
it?
Them Cannon County hot dogs.
Well, that's what you get for going to Cannon County. In
well,
the first
to begin
place.
With, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there you go.
It's always a mistake.
Cannon County hot dogs.
County can't do with that.
Anyway, go Tigers.
Woke up this morning, happy as could be. Looked out my window, and what did I see? Now coming up my sidewalk, just as plain as day. Well, here come trouble that I never thought I'd see when you went away. Hello, trouble, come on in. You talk about heartaches, where in the world you been? I ain't had the miseries since you've been gone. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home. We'll make a pot of coffee, and you can rest your shoes. You can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. For I'm just a little part of all the life you've lived. But I'd rather have a little bit of trouble than to never know the love you give. Hello, trouble, come on in. You talk about heartaches, where in the world you been? I ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
Tune in next week on WJLE for more of the Old Time Country Community Radio Show.
The Old Time Country Community Radio Show is sponsored by Middle Tennessee Natural Gas, DeKalb Farm Bureau,
Ascension St. Thomas DeKalb Hospital, DeKalb County Insurance,
and Wilson Bank and Trust.
And don't forget to let our sponsors know you heard about them on the Old Time Country Community Radio Show.
The Old Time Country Community Radio Show is a Dirt Poor production, and I'm your announcer, Steve Quick.
Until we ride your way again, this is Pa Ben saying the horse is saddled and way you run.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Dwayne Page.